Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are on Lamed Vav Amad Beis. Just two notes. First of all, we want to thank the sponsors. Today's shiur sponsor is Zecher Nishmas Moshe Yehuda Ben Menachem, who happens to be a brother of an uncle of mine on his fifth yard site today, dedicated by Raul Diamondstein. We thank you for the sponsorship. And also, a special mazel tov on the engagement of Nomi Jacob to Dar Ariel, both from Efrat, and to Badia and Eddie Jacobs, who sponsored a portion of this week's Daf Yomi in honor of this special simcha. So mazel tov, and also the Lezecher Nishmas for the yard site of Moshe Yehuda ben Menachem. Okay, we continue, and again, we're going to try to get a day ahead. We're still on the same day, but right now we're on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, towards the bottom, the story of Shila. Story of Shila Bar Avina. So we're in the sugyas of Dam Koshi and how that affects Ziva and Nida. So Shila Bar Avina. Shila Bar Avina, about 8 lines up from the bottom, second word on the line. Shila Bar Avina Alat Uvda Kavasi de Rav. Shila Bar Avina acted like Rav. What machlokas? So if you remember back at the beginning of the Gemara on the top of the Yamud, we had three-way machlokas between Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak. When a woman who is being Makasha, Laledes, so Rav said the middle shita, Nida Liyome, even though this koshi does not make her a Zava, that is what Rav held, but the husband and wife are not allowed to be together that day, they have to at least wait on a Durabana level until that night. Shmuel says that Shematishve. Right, what do you mean? Maybe she will ultimately have relief from the labor. This will end up being Ziva, real Ziva, and the husband and the wife will not have been able to be together. So you can't, that night is not good enough. You had to at least be a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. While Rabbi Yitzchak was the most Mako, and he said, no, don't worry about it. Daraisa it's nothing, Drabana it's nothing, and the husband and the wife are allowed to be together even that day, the day of the Re'iyah, because it was a Re'iyah through Koshi. And we mentioned the Ramban yesterday, who said that, why isn't he worried at all? It's at least a little chash. So the Ramban explains, and the Ran also, that here the natural course of events is that for labor to get worse and worse. So we don't have to be worried of chayshin and shema yishve. Maybe there'll be some relief. It's like being choshish for something unusual. So therefore, that's the svara for Rabbi Yitzchak. Again, Rav and Shmuel argued on that. So Shila Bar Avina acted, he paskin like Rav, and he allowed Nida Liyome. He allowed the husband and the wife to be together that night on a Durabanan level. So Kikoch Nafshi, the Rav, by the way, the Pnei Yeshua points out that it must be that Chumra Derab Zera was not in effect yet. Because if it was Chumra Derab Zera of the being machmir on tibas dam kachardal, so then it would, there's nothing to talk about, avdina karav, you have to wait shivan nikiyam anyway. So, says the Pnei Yeshua in Etshuva, that it seems like that in the days of Rav, it wasn't mekubal yet, the chumra d'Reb Zera. So we discussed yesterday about whether that's even in dam toar or not, but Shila Bar Avina. Kikoch nafshi the Rav, when Rav died, amar le Ravasi, he told Ravasi, hadar b'cha. Sorry, Tzil Tzane. He told Rav Asi, go and Tzane. What does that mean? Rashi says, hide my psak. Hide my psak. I'm chozer bo. I want to retract my psak, said Rav. Why does he want to retract his psak? In which direction? Machlokas Rashi Ramban. Rashi says he wants to retract his psak. He wants to say Tahar Lagamrei. It's Tahar. I hold like Rebbe Yitzchak. That is Rashi Shita. The Ramban cannot accept that because we're going to see that the person who did not accept Rav's psak, something terrible happened to him, and if he was just being extra machmir, what would be the big deal? So the Ramban assumes that no, Rav changes psak to l'chumra, like Shmuel, and the other shita therefore held l'kula. That was the problem. The basis, the Achronim explain Rashi, how Rashi could say that he changes psak l'kula, and still the Gemara explains that the one who did not accept this kula, tragic events occurred to him, it's because every chumra has a kula. Every chumra, this chumra, you're gonna be machmir extra, but that might lead to sreifas tum of a kachim betruma that became tame, that aren't really tame. So again, it's not every chumra is appropriate automatically. No big deal. So let's finish the story, and then maybe we'll get back to that point as well. So the Gemara says that he paskin like Shila Bar Avina, again paskin like Rav. Before Rav died, Rav told Ravasi that hide my psak zil tsane, v'ilot sayis garye. And if people don't listen. Vilotzai is garye. So what does garye mean? So Rashi says here, it means convince the person that I really changed my psak. Garye, pull him. Pull him with words that convince him that I changed my psak. Who saw gadye? So Rav Asi, though, misheard Pashtus, Rav, and he thought he said gadye, which means cut him off, put him in cherim. Not just convince him that I changed my psak, but if somebody does not listen to the fact that I changed my psak, put him in cheirim. So Rashi says he got mixed up between the Rashi and the Dalin. Tosfos cannot accept that. What, he misheard the words? So Tosfos assumes that he just misheard a dugish. It was Tosfos in Diraskal Gadye. He said Gadye with a Dalas Rafa, and really he meant it with a Dalas Kashe, Gudu Ilana. He thought that he said, same kind of idea, cut down the tree from the word Gudu, but the difference is how soft or hard the Dalad was said, not a difference in word, which would be a little more difficult to understand that Rav Asi actually misheard the word. But either way, so Rav says, go convince him that I changed my psak, and Rav Asi misheard something. And then Rav died. So Rav Asi went to Sheila and said, you know what, you should change your psak, because Rav was chozer by the end of his life. Amar Lei says, im isa de hadar bay, if he would have changed his psak, he would have told me. I would have heard about it. It would have been all the papers. He would have sent out letters that he changed his psak. I didn't hear about it. Nobody else heard about it. It must be that he did it. I don't believe you. Lotzaya, so Sheila did not listen to Rav Asi's report. And what happened? Gadye. He put him in cherim, because that's what he thought Rav said. Amar lei, v'lo mistifi mar mi delecta. As he asks, aren't you scared of delecta of the fire? You're putting somebody in cherim, and aren't you nervous that you're going a little too far and you're being a little extreme? The Ben Amarlei, so he says, interesting, the Ben Yehoyada says delecta is similar to the same letters as lo diakta, meaning maybe you aren't so medactic in what was heard. So aren't you a little scared of that? So Amarlei says no. He says, Ana Isi ben Yehuda, Dehu Isi ben Gur Aryeh, Dehu Isi ben Gamliel, Dehu Isi ben Mahalalel. These are all names of his father. He says, I have schus avos, basically. So I'm not worried. And he says, I am like a sisa de nechasha, I'm like a copper mortar de loshalet beirikba, that doesn't get rotted. Meaning I'm a very strong piece of stone. And I'm not worried, because he was confident that this is exactly what Rav told him to do. And he had schus avos. Amar Lei, so Sheila says, I also, for Anosh Sheila Baravina. You know who I am? I'm Sheila Baravina. They're not saying it out's gaiva, they're just saying out they think that they're halachically correct. He says, continuing the mashal, Buchna de Parzala de Misbarasisa de Nechasha. I am like a metal pestle that could break copper stone. Meaning you think you're so strong, but I could break you. I don't think that what you're saying is correct. I think you got a wrong report from Rav. I don't think he was closer, Bo, because I would have heard about it. Chalash, so it's interesting though, that Rav did not, I didn't see the Mefarshim talk about this, that Rav did not publicize it. Was he just at the elderly, so he couldn't? What he just told privately, tell him that I was closer, Bo, and if not, da da da. Maybe he just wasn't strong enough to go around and tell everyone, but the Gemara does not mention that detail of why he did not publicize it more than this. But the Gemara continues. So what happens after that? Chalash Rav Asi. Rav Asi, who put the Sheila in Chayrim, he got sick. He started getting sick, meaning what Sheila said about the Delecto was coming true. Chalash Rav Asi, he got sick. So this means a number of pshatim. Let's just say it means he got the chills and he also kept getting fever. So he kept having to go back and forth because of his ailments, right? Running back from hot to cold and cold to hot. It was terrible. And what happened finally, Noach Nafshi, the Rav Asi, he died. He died from the sickness. Right, and because he was pashtus, the Gemara formulates it as because of this cherim that was inappropriate. Azal Sheila, so Sheila went and he heard about this and he said, Ayvei, Amar lo debisut savis li zavdasa. He says to his wife, you know what, get my tachrichim ready. Get my shrouds ready. Delo lezel velemele l'rav mili ilavei. Unbelievable. I don't want Rav Asi going up to Rav and making up stories about me and telling him that, oh, I put him in chayr, but he didn't listen and he was causing problems. I don't want him to start talking to the dayan before the other party gets there. And what happens? Tzvisa lezavdasa, she did it, and noach nafshi to Shayla. And Shayla died. Chazu, unbelievable. He was able to forecast his own death. Chazu deparcha asa, mehai purya, lai purya, during the levayas. They were taking out the coffins, the aronos, at the same time, and they saw that there was a asa, there was a hadas, that was flying from one Aaron to the other. Aaron, Amri, they said, all the people at the Levaya said, they all knew this story, they said, Shvamina Abdu Rabbanan Paisa. It must be that upstairs they appeased each other and now they're friends, because you see the Hadas, a symbol of Shalom, flying from one to the other, and therefore they must have made up. Okay, two Ha'aris on this fascinating story. Number one is what we said earlier, the question that the Ramban had on Rashi. When which direction was Rav Chozer Bo? So Rashi says that he was Chozer Bo Lekula. Not only could there be Nida Liyomu, that there could be a Bia that night, but even that day, like Rabbi Yitzchak, the Ramban says, come on, what's the big deal? And so how could the Gemara get so upset at Shila for being extra machmir? What, he held like Rav, and he didn't say that he was so makel, so why, he was a little extra machmir. So why is that so difficult? That's what the Ramban changed, the pshat of the Gemara. But the Achronim say that no, it could be that he was machmir, because every chumrah, many times chumras have kulas. We have to be very careful when we take upon ourselves a chumrah that there is not a kula that comes out of it. We mentioned in the past the Mishnah Maseches Sota and the Gemara there, where the Mishnah says that a chassid shota is one of the people that destroy the world. Harezem mevali olam or mechali olam. And what is a chassid shota? So the Rishalmi on that Gemara, the Mishnah of the Gemara in Sota, says it's somebody who is wearing tefillin and there's somebody drowning in the water and they don't want to go save the person. They don't want to get the tefillin wet. They don't jump in the water to save the person. That's a chassid shota. That's a chumrah, he's being machmir. I don't want to get my tefillin wet. It's a wonderful thing not to get your tefillin wet. But, you know, in this case, it's shtus, because, you know, it's inappropriate. Or the other example given by the Gemara is that there's a woman drowning, and I'm a lifeguard, and I'm not going to go save the person because I don't want to look at a woman, right, who's in a bathing suit. Okay, it's wonderful not to look at a woman in a bathing suit, but if a woman is drowning and I'm a lifeguard and I can save the person, I have a chiyuv. So those are examples where there's a chumrah sha'asu de kula. Or we've quoted the Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva. The Shvus Yaakov discusses rain on the first night of Sukkot. And he was there, after there was a person that was waiting till 1 o'clock in the morning, being machmir, waiting to eat a kezayis in the Sukkot. So the Shvus Yaakov answers. He says, I never saw my rabban on my rabosai doing this. And you're right, there's a special mitzvah about Chokas, we showed him about how long you have to wait to eat a kezayis on the first night of Sukkot. But if you have your whole family waiting with you, ein lecha minias simchas yantiv gadol mizu. That's the language of the Shvus Yaakov. That simchas yantiv is also a mitzvah. And therefore, you think you're waiting to be machmir so that you get to eat the first kezayis of the Sukkot. But if it's pouring out and there's nothing to do, so you have to take into account simchas yantiv and the feelings, the situation of the family also. So all these are just examples of chumrah shasa dekula. That's what the Achronim explained for Rashi right here. That even though one might say, oh, you might as well just be machmir, but it could lead to your thinking that this is real tumah, and therefore if truma and kachim are touched, you might come to burn it, that really it's not really tumah, and that will lead to a kula that would be inappropriate. Number one. The other issue brought up by the Achronim, even though already the roots are in the Rishonim, Shila got ready for his own levaya. He told his wife, you know, get the shrouds ready. Get the shrouds ready? You allowed to do that? Usually we assume that you're not allowed to get ready for a levaya before the person dies. Not allowed. It's a big problem. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Shin Lamites in Hilchas Avelus. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hagoseis harayhu kachai l'chol dvarav." Somebody who's on their deathbed is like a chai in terms of how we treat them. Meaning, we cannot cause or hasten their death at all. Right? That's called murder in Yahadus. Right now, we don't believe in the quality of life. The quantity of life, any moment of life, if somebody is a goseis, still causing them to die 10 seconds earlier is murder in Yahadus. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes, you're not allowed to do anything to hasten their death, and you're not allowed to order the mekonenos and the chalilin, right, the musical instruments and the ones who are going to wail at the levaya. you know, while the person's middle of dying on the phone, you're like, yeah, I want to order the levaya and this and that. That's inappropriate. Right, not allowed to do that. And also, you're not allowed to do anything to hasten the death in terms of closing their eyes. I think Derek Agav, we quoted in a Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago before Shavuos, the beautiful thought from the Fadli Rashiv in Kerem Yavner of Goldacht, who quoted the Sifri in Zos HaBracha, quotes the story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going around to all the other nations of the world and offering them the Torah. Do you want the Torah? Do you want the Torah? And they say, what's written in it? Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf. Oh, we're not interested. We're not interested. So ask the Bali Musar. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that they don't observe Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf. So they say, what's written in it? What should HaKadosh Baruch Hu have said? He should have said, V'hatzorecha kamocha, Shavu Saveita, all these nice things. He dafka picks the mitzvah that he knew that they wouldn't accept. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that. So Rav Goldberg explains, no. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, he wasn't saying a regular Lo Sirtzach. What he was saying he asked another question, and he said, I don't understand, how could they not accept Lo Sirtzach? Every civilization accepts Lo Sirtzach. You know, obviously they think that some people aren't humans, so therefore they'll kill them. But in some way, how could they not accept Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf, Lo Signov? 99% of civilizations, at least, realize that those are mitzvah sichlios, and they would accept it. So how can it be that a nation would not accept it? So Rav Goldberg explains, says, no. He says, what it means is that he says, Lo Sirtzach. What does it mean, Lo Sirtzach? Because Baruch Hu explains what Lo Sirtzach is in Yadus. Abortion is Lo Sirtzach. Hastening life, hastening death is Lo Sirtzach. Embarrass somebody in public is Lo Sirtzach. M'vayish pechaver barabim. That's Lo Sirtzach. And that's what they said. That's Lo Sirtzach? Forget it. We can't accept that. That type of definition of Lo Sirtzach, that's the Yadus definition. That's what they couldn't accept, and that's the pshat of the Sifri. Okay. Anyway. She was listening to her husband, right? So it's not, I don't think the Gemara is blaming the wife. The question is, what about the husband? The husband is getting his own shrouds ready. But you're right. So let's see first what the Ramah says. So he was being mocha. So the wife, I'm not blaming here. What about the husband? Haga the Rama adds now. V'yesh omrim dein chotz fin lo kever af al pishe nimo babayis alachar shiyomus. You're not allowed to get a kever ready until after the person dies. And then he quotes the Rebbe Dachasid, who says, you're never allowed to open a kever that you might not use that day. That's all be Kabbalah. V'yosu lachs of shum kever lios pasuach avo machar shalo yikru ameis ba'osu ayom v'yesh sakana bedavar. That's something dangerous. I'll be Kabbalah from Rebbe Yehuda Hachasid. But that is the Rebbe, you're not allowed to get anything ready. So how do you get it ready here? So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan here says, well, it depends if the person's healthy or not. If the person is healthy, they're allowed to get Hachanas ready. If they're mamish, you know, ashe yamus, so then that's inappropriate. So the question is, what about here? So again, that is a question. So I saw in the Chashuke Chemed, Zilberstein quotes this issue. V'yesh lehistapik, adam achash begufo, v'choshe sheyamos, hayim yazmin tachrichon, is he allowed to? Or is it psichas pivla satan? So pashtus is, you're not allowed to get anything ready. If somebody is just, works in a cemetery in a Beis HaKfaris, and he knows that people are gonna need, so then you're allowed to get it ready in a general sense, but never for a specific person, the post can say. So what about here? So he says, maybe the person himself is allowed to. That was his chilek. V'yesh omrim, afil l'shchiv meira atzmo mutter. Shchiv meira atzmo, like here, he says, but he goes back and forth. His Sofer quote says, you don't see Avram Avinu bought the Maris Machpelah before. He knew where it was. He didn't try to buy it before Sarah died. Might have been, he could have saved some time and got everything ready before. You don't find that he did anything beforehand. So either way, so it's just a ha'ara that, you know, getting ready for afterwards is inappropriate. And he quotes here just at the end, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, from the day that he turned 40, there was not one day that he didn't think about Yom HaPtira. That's what he quotes. Every day he quoted, he always thought about Yom HaPtira. He says that one time, he was elderly at the end of his life, and he was visiting somebody, somewhere outside. He was in Eretz Yisrael, and then he felt very, very weak. He says, bring me back to the old city. Bring me back to my house in the old city. He says, because why? He says, I don't know what's going to happen. He asks Yom HaMis every day. I said, I don't even matriach the Chever Kadisha too much. That's Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. He was able to come back. Okay, just the final, the other issue about getting ready for for the next stage of our existence, right, is the famous tshuva, famous discussion of Rav Moshe in the tshuva in Chelek Beisim in Kufyin Aleph in Arachayim, where Moshe says, is it appropriate to get life insurance? Life insurance, is that a lack of bitachon? Is that an appropriate? So Rav Moshe writes, I didn't bring it, but Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva that, of course it's appropriate. And it's chachiv. And he says, what do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna protect me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you life insurance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one that helped create and invent this. So, Moshe writes there in the Tshuva, in Beis Kufyin Aleph, that it's of course appropriate and, suggested and obligatory, and not a lack of bitachon in order to get the insurance. Right. Getting everything ready. But that's when a person is healthy. The Aruch HaShulchan would say, when somebody is a bari, they can do that. But again, what if somebody is ut, and the children know that if they're going to need to do things, and it's going to be, I'm going to have to work fast. I'm going to have to go to Eretz Yisrael, whatever the case may be. So you got to ask a posik, really, whether anything can be done before the actual patira. Okay, fifth line on top. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Boy Rav. That was the agadata for the day, and now we get back to Nida and Bnos Kusim. Bai Rava, Koshi, Mausha Tistar B'Ziva, Koshi, can it uproot Ziva? We had yesterday that the Dam Koshi cannot create Ziva. Cannot create Ziva. As we had yesterday, the Limud, Dam Koshi cannot create Ziva. If it's days of Ziva, does not create her, she does not become a Zava. She can't become a Nida. As was the Limud in the Gemara. What happened though? Not creation, but uprooting. That's the Gemara's question now. What if she was Soferes a couple of days beforehand for Shivatakiyam, and now she has Koshi? So Koshi cannot create Ziva. Does it uproot Shivatakiyam? So, the question is as follows. Davar hametame soser v'hainami metame kime nidahu. This type of re'iyah, do we say that anything that is metame would be soser, and this type of re'iyah would be metame if she had this re'iyah during her nida days? It would be metame, so therefore it should be soser also. Old Dilmor, do we say no? Davar hagorim soser. Anything that would create this status could uproot trying to get rid of this status. V'haylav goyimu. And here, this re'iyah would not create ziva, so it cannot uproot the shivinikiyam that you are trying to use to undo the status of ziva. So lamaisa, do we say it uproots it during shivinikiyam or not? The quiet machlokas we showed him here, whether the suffix is even on one day or only about seven. The Rashi here says, it's for sure gonna wipe out the day that you see it. But that's not really called a steer. That's not called an uprooting. The question is it going to uproot all Shivatakiyam? But for sure it's going to uproot that one day. But if you look in the Ramban, the suffix is even on the, even about that day itself. Meaning it would be less than Keri. Ries Keri we had before would definitely uproot Yome. But the Ramban says maybe Ziva would be even less than that. Okay, either way, that's the Gemara's question. So Amalei Abaye says, I'll prove it to you. Ones b'ziva yochiach. If a Zav, right, a male, a Zav, has a re'iyah, that would prove my point. Why? She'eno goreim v'soser. Because a re'iyah Zav ba'ones does not create Ziva. That's why we do all the checks, like the Mishnah says in Zavin, to see whether there was an external reason why he had this re'iyah. So that's not goreim v'soser, and yet if you have a re'iyah ones after having Ziva, it will uproot Shivinikiyam. So you see, even though it's not goreim, it would be soser. So Amarlei, so he answers, no, lie, that's true. But hainami goreimu, that's true by Azov, but that's because the re'iyas ones by Azov is called a goreim. It does cause him to become a Zav. How? It's not the Mishnah says in Zavim. Ra'a re'iyah rishona, both gedoso. Shnia, both gedoso. The first two re'iyas by Azov, the Beis Din checks out to see whether there was an external source for this re'iyah, external cause. And if there was, then he is not a Zav. But Shlishas ain't both gonna so. But by the third one, if the first two were not Ba'ones, the third one can be Ba'ones. So you see, Ones can create Ziva. So bring me that as a Raya. Ulu Rabbi Yisrael says, one second. Ulu Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Afish Shlishi, both gonna so. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who we had yesterday, who says that even on the third one, you do check, and therefore the third one, even ba'ones would not create ziva. Hachanami kiva de logaram mosaser. So at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, we should say it's not goreim, so it shouldn't be soser during shivan akiyim. So the Gemara answers, I'm later, Rabbi Eliezer, hachanami, you're right. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you do have a raya. It's not goreim, and therefore it should not be soser. It's not goreim, the status of zava or zav, and therefore it should not be soser, the uprooting, the shivan akiyim. But that works for Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, even before we get to the Rabbanan, is that really true for Rabbi Eliezer? That it's not garb, it's not soser, but tashma, Rabbi Eliezer, omer, afish lish is both gedoso, but revi is aid both gedoso. The third one, to create a zav, we do check, but the fourth one, that he is already a zav, to uproot the shivat akiyim, we don't check. So, just the opposite. So, my lav l'stira, doesn't that mean for stira purposes, for uprooting the shivat akiyim, we would not check? Meaning, even a re'ia ba'ones would uproot, and therefore, that would be a raya the other way. That a dover that is not goreim can create stira. So, the verse says no. Lo, l'tamuye la hi tipa b'masa. No. The checking that we don't do there, you don't check the fourth re'ia, because regarding the tumah of the drop. The drop, the ziva itself, is an ava tumah and would be metabe b'masa. So that's automatic, even if it's a re'ias ones. But in a chinami, we would check for the gav or zav, whether it was ones or not, to uproot the shivan akiyim. So that's interesting. The Chazon Ish points this out. So what do we have here? We have a chilek between, you could have tumah of a drop of ziva, even though the gavra does not become tameh. That's what the Gemara is saying here. For a re'ias ones, if it was real ones, the gav, the zav, it could be that the zav would still be able to continue his shivan akiyim, even though the drop of ziva would be tameh. So that's an interesting chilek that the Gemara has, and it shows that tumah and tara not always go together, all the halachas of tumah and tara. You can have chilukim within the status of the gavra and the status of the chafsa. Okay, continuing. We're trying to prove this sheet, the tashma. So we're trying to prove our case of, again, davar she'eino goreim, is that soser or not? Something that does not create a status, could it uproot the shivat akiyim? So tashma b'shlishis, Rabbi Eliezer over both gedoso, if he say both gedoso, lekarbon amati v'lo l'stira. So here there's an explicit brisa. You don't even have to have any diukim. The brisa says beferish, that you don't check on the fourth re'iyah regarding a karbon. Regarding a karbon. The carbon amarti, the lola stira, but not for stira. Stira you don't. The carbon amarti, the carbon needs bedika, but stira does not need bedika, meaning even if it is ba'ones, it would uproot the shivan akiyim. So, it's the favorite. The Gemara says, okay, you're right. El Rebbe Eliezer Tif showed the Devashina Goyim Sosa. You're right. According to Rebbe Eliezer, a re'ias ones would not cause a zav to gain the status, but it could uproot the shivan akiyim. For Rabbi Eliezer, that works. But the Rabbanan, my, what about according to the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan Shita we want to know about. So Tashma, let's try again. The Tani Avua de Rabbi Avin, the Brisa says, Ma garam lo zovo shiva. Lefichach soser shiva. What does a ziva, a regular re'ia ziva, cause? It causes you to need shivan akiyim. So therefore, if you have a re'ia ziva during shivan akiyim, it's soser shiva. Ma garam lo kiryo yom echad, a re'ias carry in general, shechazera, causes the one who it comes out of to become tami for one day. Lefichach soser yom echad. That is the brisa. Ziva, 7, sefer, it uproots 7. Carry is one day, so it uproots one day. So my shiva, what does that mean? What does the first line of the brisa mean? So ilam et debatami shiva, is that a regular, the ikar din of ziva? A re'ia ziva, is regular din of ziva? So that's an unusual lashon then. So hi my zovo tami shiva mi ba'ilai. It should have said that lashon. What's the word goreim? Ziva, if you have a zava, that a zava, that have a re'ia, that directly makes them into a ziva. There's no grama here. So what does that lashon mean? So elolav, doesn't that extra word goreim, isn't that referring to it alluding to ardin? Elolav davar ha goreim soser, davar she'eino goreim eino soser. Isn't that what it's alluding to? Shma mina. So we say, assume yes, that's what it is referring to. Halach l'maisa, what do we paskin? Amar Abaya, naktinan. Abaya says that we hold ein koshi soser b'ziva. Koshi does not soser ziva. Right, our question, because it's not goreim, because it cannot create the status of ziva, says Abaya, so if you're counting shivan akiyim, it will not uproot. According to Rashi, again, that means it won't uproot the whole count. That day you cannot count. The day that you have that riyah, but it won't uproot it. And if you do find a tana that says soser, he Rebbe Elazar, that is the shita of Rebbe Elazar, as we said earlier. Period. Continuing. Tanya. Rebbe Marenis Omer. Ein leda soseres beziva. Let's see, a woman is a zava, what, as we've had, yoledes bezov, and then she has a baby. Does that rule, unless she counted 4 days before her birth, and then she has a baby, does that uproot ziva, the shivanikiyam? So Ramirez says no. Leda is not so serious, meaning she could count 4 days of shivanikiyam before Leda and 3 days after Leda. Leda does not uproot it. The question is, though, Ibailahu Mausha Ta'ala. Leda, the days of Tumma do not uproot. But could you already start counting Shivanikiyam, the continuation of Shivanikiyam during Yemei Tumma of Leda? Or do you have to at least wait till Yemei Tawar 10 or 7 or 14 days later? So that's the machlokas. Abaya Omer Eina Soseres Ve'ina Ola. Abaya says, it does not uproot the Shivanikiyam, but it cannot count. I mean, come on, she's Tameh. She's Tameh for Leda in these days. So it cannot count. It doesn't approve, but it does not count. So Rabba Amar, no. Enos Oseres Va'ole. It does count. It's not limbo. It's not limbo, right? The days of Leda do count. Tosis here points out, how could they be having me? First of all, why isn't it Soser? Don't we know the principle of Yef Shalom Psichas HaKever Belo Dam? Comes up on tomorrow's daf. We had it already. So if the Leda occurred, so there was a Psichas HaKever. So ask Tosis. On the bottom Tosas, Yim Tomar, Rav Asover Perpes, the Efshel Psichas HaKever Belo Dam, Yim Kei Tistar. So you need Shivanikiyam here, so fine, per se the Leda, but there's Psichas HaKever here. Says Dama comes out. So Tosas answers, you're right. Maybe Rav is only talking within Rabbi Mirenas, who holds Efshel Psichas HaKever Belo Dam. But if you would hold Efshel Psichas HaKever Belo Dam, so then we would say that it would be Soser. But if you look in the Rashba here, the Rashba says no. Remember the whole sugya of Psichas HaKever Belo Dam? That was regarding fetuses that were not formed yet. Those were little fetuses, those were shilyas that were not considered ledas. If you have a reason for a Psichas HaKever other than Dam Nida, so then that's called Leda, and therefore that's still not going to be Soser, says the Rashba. The only reason Psichas HaKever Belo Dam would be a problem is if we assume there's Dam Nida here. But if there's another reason that we know there was Psichas HaKever, then maybe we don't have to assume that there was Dam Nida, and therefore it would not uproot. Good, remember the machlokas we discussed earlier, the note to be Huda against other achronim, Psichas HaKever mi bachutz. If there was a medical instrument that caused the Psichas HaKever from the outside, so is that in the same status? So Psichas HaKever, is that just a mitzius, right, that it opened, or does that reflect Psichas HaKever always reflects that Dam Nida is going to come out, like we discussed a little bit yesterday about Siman and Siba. Okay, either way we continue. So, important machlokas between Abaya and Rava, whether the days of Leda can count for Shivanikiyam. So, Amar Rava Mina Amina La, Rava asks, how do I know my Shita that not only does Rava say it's not so Seres, but it even counts. The Yemei Tumah counts. Right, Rashi, by the way, points out that it's also the Yemei Tumah that she doesn't see. Right, not the Leda per se, that where there was Psichas HaKever, but in the coming days, Rashi says, Im Yolda Bezov, Ubi Yemei Leidasa Lo Rasa. Right, during her days, can she count those that she doesn't have to count Shivanikiyam afterwards? Talk about a case where she didn't have any Re'iyah during her 7 and 14. So, Amar Rabbi Amin Allah, how do I know that it counts? Titanya va'achar titar, achar lukulan, shlote tumah mafsekes b'nei, and that's the brisa, that she becomes tahora, after she counts all of her days of tumah, and the drasha is that there can't be anything that breaks, that has a hefsek. So, Iyamar bishlama ole, Rabbi says, if I say that the days of tumah could count during the Shivanikiyam, to Shivanikiyam, Hainu Delo Mafsek is Tumah. So that's how I know. There's no break here. Tumah is not Mafsek. Ela Iyamrit Eina Ola. But if you say like you, Abaya, that you say that there's a limbo period, it's not so Seres, but it doesn't count. So Ifsek Leleda, there's a break here. But I thought the Brisa says there can't be a break. So Abaya would say, what do you mean? Abaya Malacha, no. Shlote Tumas Ziva Mafsek is Benayam. There can't be a break of Ziva, meaning the 7 days, the Shivanikiyam have to be Ritzufim. They have to be straight. You can't have a break between them with Ziva in between. But you could have a Leda in between. Only Ziva in between would be a problem. Good. Amarava, so Rava tries again. Mina Aminala. Another try. What is my source that you count? The days of Leda. The Tanya. Mizova. Mizova. Velo Minig'a. The Shivanikim have to be clean from Ziva and not from Tsara'as. If a woman has Tsara'as, she does not have to wait for her Tsara'as to go away and to become Tara from Tsara'as for her to go through the Tara process for Ziva. She could just go through the Ziva process of Tara, even though she still is a Minuga'as. And she could still bring her carbon for Ziva. As we know, Azav is one of the Mechusha Kippurim. And Mizova Velo Milidasa. And Rava also darshins, Mizova, but not from her Leda. She has to be clean from Ziva, but not clean from Leda. Meaning, even days of Leda can be counted. So Rava says, that's my drasha. Via Baya Amalacha. No! Rabbi would say, take out half of that Brisa. Tan Amalacha. Tini chada. It's only one line in that brisa. Mizova v'lo miniga. V'lo tisni v'lo miledasa. How do you just take out a piece of a brisa? So the Ritva says it must be that according to Abaya had the Misora, that it was only one half, and the second half was a hosafa of the Amoraim. That's the Ritva says here. So if it was just a hosafa, that's why Abaya could take it out. Amoraim and Tamoraim, as we discussed a little bit yesterday. V'rava, I might. Rava, say 1 second. How could you just take out the second half of that brisa? If you want to say that that second phrase is in there, so I did this. Leda is more shayach to exclude in a ziva context than saras. Saras is out of left field. So if you say leda is being excluded, so you can say, you know what, they threw in saras because you're excluding one, you exclude something else which is not as related. But if you say that the only halacha in the brisa is zova v'lo miniga from saras, but not the second line. So what is this doing here? So hi mi v'chiyita hazav mizovo nafka mizova v'lo miniga. You know it from elsewhere. You don't need this limit to teach me that. That's why it has to be that leidas in the brisa. V'abaya, how does Abaya answer back? So he said, no, you would need two sources. Chad bezava, Abaya would say, no, you need two psukim to exclude Saras, that a woman could go to the mikvah and go through the Tara process by Zava and by Zav, even though they have Saras, you need it by both male and female. Two sources. Why? Bitzrichi. Because Zav and a Zava, as we've had before, and we are going to repeat now, they each have a Chumrah and a Kula about them. A Zav, a male Zav, and a female Zava. Dikas of Rachmanim is Zav, if I only had the exclusion. It's a Kula. It's a kula. We allow a zav or a zava to go through the Tara process even though they still have saras. So I would have thought that only by one of them and not by the other one. So if you only had it by zav, by the male, I would have thought only by a zav that applies. Why? Mishum delo matami ba'ones. Because a zav has a kula that, as we had in Amud Aleph, that a zav cannot become tame through an ones, through an external cause for his re'iyah. Aval zava to batamiya ba'ones emalo, but a zava who is batamiya ba'ones, even though there is an external source, she can still become tame, say emalo. So I would think that you don't have this kula of becoming tahora even though she has saras. So tzricha, that's what you need it by zava as well. And the other way, vikas rachmana bizava, if you only had it by zava, zava has a kula that zav doesn't have. Mishum delom matamiya bereios kibayamim. Because a zava is not metame rios kibayama, meaning a zava needs 3 days of re'iya. If a zava has 3 re'iyas in 1 day, it's still only tame 1 day. A zav, aval zav to metame rios kibayamim, emalo. A zav, a male, can become tame even 1 day. 3 re'iyas in a day make him a zav. And he's Tamei Nasri of Karban, he has a weight Shiva Nikiyim. So he has a Chumrah. So I would have thought, Eimalo, I would have thought that you don't have the Kula of the Lo Minig'a by a Zav. Tzricha, that's why you have to have it by both. Okay, so that was the discussion of Rav's source. Again, what was Rav's Shita? That not only is it not Soser, but it is Ola. Two Ha'aris. Number one, the Gemara just quoted the Tzrichasa for Zav and Zava. This is a big discussion. Where is it? Here, the Rambam. We count Zav and Zava. The Gemara various times goes through, when do we say that you could have one limud to teach me something about Ziva, which applies to both Zav and Zava, and when do we say that, no, it's two different worlds. If you look in the Minyan of Mitzvahs, it's different mitzvahs. There are 4 mitzvahs of Zava counted. There's Tuma Zav, there's Tuma Zava. There's Karban Zav, and there's Karban Zava. 4 different mitzvahs quoted in Parshas Metzora. which seems to reflect that they are different. The Rambam points this out in Sefer HaMitzvahs, an important comment which we have mentioned in Mitzvah Shir at least once or twice before. The Rambam in Mitzvahs Asay Ayin Hey. The Rambam says, I know that you have a problem with my Shita. The Chinuch always follows the Rambam Shita. What's your problem with my Shita? I count four mitzvahs for Zava. Zav, Tumazava, Karban Zava, specifically the Karbanos I'm talking about, says the Rambam, I have a separate Karban for Zav and Zava, while I only count one Karban for Mitzora. I don't count separate Karbanos for Mitzora and Mitzoraas. That's one mitzvah. While Zav and Zava are two mitzvahs. Mitzvah Ayin Hei, Shetzivanu Shetakriv Karban Kol Isha Zava, Kishenisrapa Mizova, V'yakarban Ahu Shtei Sorim, Ushtei B'nei Yonah, V'chulu, V'yikarban Zava, V'himu Chuseres Kapara. Say, ask the Rambam on himself, why don't I just count one mitzvah? Or the Karban of Mechusre Kapara. Zav, Zava, Yoledes Mitzora. One Karban. That's it. Right, just like we have one for all the people who are chayav a karban chatas, where you count separate mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. Whoever's chayav a karban chatas, whoever's chayav a karban asham, it's a separate mitzvah. Whoever's chayav an asham tavli, separate mitzvah. Whoever's chayav a karban mechusre kapara, it should be one mitzvah. Ask the Rambam on himself, why don't I count one mitzvah? V'ulai makshe yikshelai v'yomar achash a karban zav huka karban zava lama lo timne mina karban yischayev ba kol mishe yischayev kemo shasita b'karban chatas v'karban hashem vade v'hashem talui ola v'yored. Why don't you count one? So he says yede hamakshe ahu. You should know. Let me explain. She karban zav is zava ino al chataim. A karban ziva is not on a chet. It's not a sin. If you have a karban on a chet, you can count them all together. But this is a karban on a situation. Right, it's a re'iya. Aval hu karban shechov alaso so al inyan min ha'inyanim. It's a situation that came up. Karbanos on situations can be counted separately. It's not a karban on averis. The same karban that's chayiv for an averis that you count one. But if it's a karban for a situation, you count two. Vilu ha'yu inyanei zivas ba'anashim v'anashim davar echad. And also, if you want to say zav and zav have the same halachas, I would count them the same. But they're different, like our Gemara just said. This has Yamim, this has Onsim, this has that. They have different halachas. Of course, they have different halachas. That reflects that it's different mechayvim, different halachic mechayvim that create the chiyuv, and therefore they count them separately. And he just ends off by saying, and also he says Ziv, Zav, and Zava, they're different. With a male, it's red. With a woman, it's white. Different halachas about Azav, Ziv, and Ziva. And then he quotes at the end, V'raya Brura. Araya Brura Alzeh is the first Mishnah in the second parak in Krisus. Why? What does it say there? There, the Mishnah quotes the Dalin Mechusre Kapara. And what does the Mishnah say? Zav Zava Yoledes Mitzora. That's the language of the Mishnah. So the Rambam says, why does it say Zav Zava Yoledes Mitzora Mitzoras? It just says Mitzora. Or why doesn't it just say Zav? Right? It says Zav and Zava separately. So, for whatever reason, the Mishnah lists them separately there at the beginning of the second Berakah Krisos, Chesem Abeis. That's why I do it separately too. Okay, that is the Rambam and the Chinuch in terms of how many mitzvahs are counted for Ziva. But also another important ha'ara going back, Abaye and Rava. Who do we paskin like? So if you look at the Rambam paskin is like Rava. The Rambam paskin is like not only, if there's no re'iya during that time, not only can it is not so ser, but it can be ola. The Rambam paskin is like Rava. But if you look in Tosis, and what's the usual rule? What would I have said if I didn't know any other Rishonim? Hey, this is a Bayan Rava. We always paskin like Rava, except by one of the six Yalkagams. If I was like Rava. So is this one of the Yalkagams? Pashas, no. Right, if you look in Rashi, where Yalkagam comes up, you look in Rashi in Maseches Kedushin, you look in Rashi in Maseches Sanhedrin, when we quotes, what are all the Yalkagams? This is not on the list. This is not on the list. The top of Nun Beis and Aleph in Kiddushin. The second Tosis. The Yalkagams. What's Yal? Right? Yesh lo midas. Ezomi lo mafreya. Lechi omi me'elov. Kiddushin eim shur misim shur l'biya. All the Yalkagams are listed there. So Pashas, like, that's what the Rambam assumes. He passes like Rava. But there's a machlokas about one of the Yalkagams. There's a machlokas. What is the Lamed? What's the Lamed? So Rashi quotes as Lechi omi me'elov. Rabbeinu Tam holds the Lamed is Yimei Leida Sheina Roa Bohen. Our Gemara. Look at Tosfos Abaya. Tosfos Abaya. If you look in the, it's about the 10th wide line in Tosfos. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Di Yimei Leida Sheina Roa Bohen Hu Lamid Miyal Kagam. This is the Lamid. Velo Lechi Omen Me'elo. Perakam De'erfen. I don't know like Rashi. I don't think this is the lamed. I think this case, says Rabbi Tam, is the Yalkagam. We have a Misora, that in six cases we pass in like Rava, like Abaya, and the question is, what are those six? So the lamed is a machlokas. Rashi assumes it's not our case. Rabbi Tam assumes it is our case. And he quotes Tosfos scrolls, Rabbi Sadia Kasav, who argues on Rabbi Tam. Either way, this is an important machlokas for Shonim. Whether this is one of the Yalkagams, and it's not just a technical machlokas about what we paskin, whether we paskin like a Baya Rava here, whether, again, Lamaisa, it doesn't make a difference because we're not Bo'al Adam Tohar anyway, and we have to wait till after you made Tum and you made Tara anyway. But can a woman, Mida Oraisa, if it's she was Yoledes Bezov, count her days of Tumah that she does not see in as towards her Shivin Akiyam? That's a machlokas Baya Rava, and a machlokas we're showing him what we paskin. Okay, we continue. Amar Abaya, fifth line. Lamed Zayin on the base. Amar Abaya, Amina Amina Law. So now we quoted Svaris for Rava. So now we're going to quote Svaris for Abaya. So Amina Amina Law. How do I know that it is not Soser, but it is also not Ola? That is Abaya Shita. It's not Soser, and it is not Ola. It's just limbo. It doesn't count for anything. It doesn't break, it doesn't count. Titanya, Divosa, Titzma, the same Brisa we started off yesterday with. Divosa, she has a flow, Titzma, the Rabbo says Bala. That includes that a Boel Yoledes has the same status as a Boel Nida. Divosa, Titzma, the Rabbo says Alelos. As we discussed yesterday, Yoledes is not only Tamea during the day, but Tamea at night. An amazing Havamina that you would have thought otherwise. Dvosa Titma, Larabos, Es HaYoledes Bezov, Shetzricha Shetesh Yeshivinikiyim. And Dvosa Titma, somebody who has a woman who has a baby, when she is already a Zava, she has to count Shivinikiyim. So my love, what, Nikiyim from what? So my love, Nikiyim Leda, doesn't that mean Nikiyim from even Leda? And Abaya says that's a riot to me that you don't count Yemei Leda. So the Gemara says, no, Lo Midam. Who says that? Maybe it just means it came from blood. And if there's no blood during Yemei Tumah, during Yemei Leda, you could count it. Okay, that didn't work. V'yom Rabbi Mina Aminola, Ditanya. Says Abaya, the Gemara says another try for the source of Abaya. Mina Aminola, Ditanya. Kimei Nidasa, Kach Yemei Leidasa. The Torah, in the beginning of Tazria, compares Yemei Leda to Yemei Nida. So the Gemara now has a hekesh. Kimei nidasa, kach yimei leidasa. We compare them. Ma yimei nidasa ein ru'uyin leziva. Just like during her days of Nida, right, 7-11. During her days of Nida, she cannot become a Zava during her days of Nida. And the ein svira shiva ola mehen. And she can't have shiva nikiyim during days of Nida. Because until she counts shiva nikiyim, she does not become a Nida again. So it's impossible to have an overlap of Yemei Ziva or Shiva Nikiyim during Nida. So just like Yemei Nida are not Roy Leziva or for Sfira Ziva, Af Yemei Leidasa, so too Yemei Leidasa. Shein Ru'uyim Leziva, she cannot become a Zava during Yemei Leida, that we had yesterday, right? That's the special din of Leida. Ein Sfira Shiva Olamehen, so too, you can't count Shiva Nikiyim during Yemei Leida. So it's a comparison between Yemei Nida and Yemei Leida. Virava, let's finish and then we'll make an important comment. Virava, what does Rava do with his brisa? Hamani Rabbi Lezeri. Tamar Mr. Nami Sasa. Okay, it's like Rabbi Lezer Shita. Rabbi Lezer, who said earlier that even something that's not Gorim can be Soser. So that's the Shita. That Yemei Leda are not Gorim, but they can be Soser. So Rabbi would say that's Rabbi Lezer Shita. The Gemara says one second. Vichidun Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. I don't understand the whole comparison between Yemei Nida and Yemei Leda. Yemei Nida, it's impossible to have any type of Ziva world then. Because the Torah defines Nida and Zava as separate days. You're comparing that to Yemei Leda, where it's possible. Leda isn't a contradiction to Ziva and Nida. Nida definitely works. It's not a contradiction. The Torah doesn't define it as contradictory. So one's Efshar, one's E-Efshar. So how can you compare? So Amar Bakhtavai, Bar'ami, Rebbe Lezeri, Damar Don Efshar, Mishi Efshar. No, so it's like Rebbe Lezer Shita, who says you can have such a limud. You can learn Efshar, Mishi Efshar, even though you might say, one, it's possible, one, it's not possible, still, you can have a limud one to the other. For Efshesha Samar, or different answer, you don't even have to come up to Rebbe Eliezer. Al-Karcha Chikichin HaKasav. This is a hekish. A hekish could override Efshar and Efshar. If the Torah puts two things together in the same pasuk, that could have, you could have that comparison, even if you usually say, Ein Don and Efshar, Mishi Efshar, let's say in Exer Shava, but in a Hekish you're allowed to. That overrides. I'm not saying that Hekish is stronger than Exer Shava, but it's different. It's different. And therefore, in Hekish is an explicit comparison, that could override. Ikadamri are a little different. Amr of Aftavai, Bar Ami, Amr of Sheshes, Rabbi Elazar, he Damar, Dun, Efshar, Mishi, Efshar. Or it's Rav Sheshes that says the first answer, and Rav Papa is the one that says the second answer. Rav Papa, Amr, Akacha, Kishin, Akasav. Period. Just by the way, we mentioned, I think twice already, this Besechta, the Machlokas of everybody against the Rambam. The Rambam has a very difficult Shita, like certain Gaonim, in Isuri B, Avavav, that 7-11 of Nida and Zava are Kavua for her life. Those days. 7 days of Nida, 11 days of Zava. 7-11, 7-11. And even if she becomes a Zava Gadola, it's not that she has to wait Shivan Akiyam, and until she finishes Shivan Akiyam, you may Nida does not start. That's what Rovri showed in Paskin. That's what Rashi says here explicitly. Rashi says it twice on today's daf, that idea that until she finishes her Shivan Akiyam, she does not become a Nida again. There cannot be an overlap. According to the Rambam, there can be. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. So it's a very, very strong proof against the Rambam. Unless you have to say it's a machlokas asugyas, and he holds like another sugya. But this Gemara is a very strong proof against the Rambam that you may need and you may ziha never overlap. Okay, let's continue. Finish got the last section. Kishta shloshi yamin v'chulu. We said in the Mishnah that if there is relief, if there's relief of the labor pain after the re'iyah, so then we cannot attribute the re'iyah to birth, and therefore she will come as zava. See, Bailu, shafse mizeh mizeh mahu. What happens, the case of the Mishnah, the Pashtas was that she didn't have any pain anymore, but she was still bleeding. So that shows that the bleeding was not specifically connected to the Leda. What happens, though, if she's bleeding for 3-4 days, and then both the pain and the bleeding stop, and then she has relief before birth? So then, do we say that the re'iyah is connected to the, you only had the re'iyah during the pain, so then do we say it's childbirth? Or do we say, no, you had relief before the leda? Machlokas. Rav Chizda Amar Tmeya, Rav Chanina Amar Tahora. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rav Chanina says Tahora, Rav Chanina says, what are you talking about? It has to be Tahor. The blood stopped when the pain stopped. Mashal v'melach. I'll give you a mashal to a king. She yatsa v'chayelosav l'fanav. A king that's going out and his army is preceding him. Biyadua shechayelosav shalmelachim. You know that the soldiers are before the king. So you know that this blood that has come before the birth, you know it's from the birth. Rav Chizda Amar, 1 second. Kol shekein deboy nafesh chayelos tvei. Rav Chizda says, okay, I agree with your mashal, but you know what? As the king gets closer, there'll be more soldiers. And here she stopped bleeding. So it must not be because of the king, which is the baby. It must be because of Ziva. Period. Tanan, let's try to bring a proof from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Laila b'yom kelili Shabbos v'yomo, sheshafsa min atzar v'lo min adam. Rabbi Yeshua's lashon and the Mishnah's lashon was she had to have a relief from pain and not from dam. That's the language. So we're medayik. Taima de min atzar v'lo min adam. The reason that she becomes tamei is because there was pain, there was relief from pain and not from dam. Ha mizeh mizeh, but if there was relief from both tahora, then she would be tahora tziyufta de Rav Chizda. It would be a kasha and Rav Chizda. Right, Rabbi Chanina. So I'm Lor Chizda. Lo, no, don't make that diuk. Lo mi boi mizeh mizeh de tmeya de paskile hu chayolos v'gamri. Not only the Mishnah means, not only if everything stopped, we're for sure she is tmeya, because like in the Mashal, there are no more soldiers here announcing the birth. Avol menat tsar, avol menat dam. But if she stopped from the pain, Amar, I might have said, ki hechi demidam lo paska, mikoshinami lo paska. You might say, you know what? Maybe she's tar here. Maybe, why? Because maybe really the pain did not stop. She just doesn't realize it. She's been in such pain, she just doesn't realize she's in pain anymore. But she's still in pain, and therefore we would say she is not a zava, because it's as if we assume the labor continued till the birth. No, we assume if she says, I am not in pain, the labor stopped, we are mitame her. We say she is a zava. Period. Next, Tanan, also trying to bring a raya from the next line of the Mishnah. Kashta shlosha yamim betoch acharas ar yom. If she was a zava, she had shua 3 days within the 11. I mean, she becomes a zava. Vishavsa me eisleis v'yolda, and then she has a relief of a day, and she has the baby. Haris yulad is bezov. So we say that is yulad, she's a zava, because she had relief between the pain and the birth. Hey chidami, so what are we talking about here? Where she saw 3 days within the 11. Ilei mekadiktani, is it pashtus as it's written? So lama li shalosh, why do I need to say that she saw 3 days? Betray bekoshi v'chad b'shofi sagi. Eve, what do you have to say? She saw 3 days and then she had shofi. She could even have two with pain and one without pain. That would also be good enough to say that she is temeya. You don't have to say three before. So elolav hachikamar, so isn't... Shouldn't we understand the Mishnah as follows? Kishta shlosha vishafsa mizeh mizeh. She had pain for three, and then she had relief from everything. Isn't that what the Mishnah is being machadish? Oh, shakashta shnayim v'shafsa me'ez leis. Or she had labor for 2 days, and then she had relief for 1 day. Harezi yoledes bezof. It's yiftas Rabbi Chanina. So now we have a kasha the other way on Rabbi Chanina. Isn't that a kasha? Because this is saying even if she has a relief from everything, she is still tamea. So I'm l'char Rabbi Chanina lo. No, don't make such a diak. Li'olam kidiktani. Really, it's as it said. 3 days of pain and then relief. 3 days of ri'iya and pain and then relief. V'hakamash malon. What's the chiddush then? Di'af agav d'chal kishui b'shlishi. V'shafsa meis leis tamea. The chiddush is that even if she had pain on the 3rd day of her ri'iya, still tamea. Meaning, la'afuke mi Rabbi Chanina. Yesterday we had Rabbi Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, who said that any type of pain on the 3rd day is going to be matar her, because that 3rd day has to create her ziva, and there's a special din of any koshi on the 3rd day. Tar, we don't pass in that way. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah telling us that. Okay, this is, we'll stop here. This is Nidah Lamed Zayin. Again, today's shiur was sponsored. First, L'Zeichar Nishpas Moshe Yehuda Ben Menachem, whose 50th yard site is today, dedicated by Raul Diamondstein. And also, it's sponsored, some of this week's year, was sponsored in honor of the engagement of Nomi Jacob to Dariel of Efrat and to Batya and Eddie Jacobs. We thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, hopefully, one day, this week or next week, we'll be able to get a day ahead so that the shiur will be up 1 day early. Okay, hopefully, Mr. Parsha's shiur will be up tonight as well. We'll stop here.